Now, some of the MLAs who are regularly associated with Stormont will return to the chamber during this morning for the first time in nearly 3 years after a petition triggered a recall. They'll be there by midday for sure. Now, the move was proposed in something of a last-ditch attempt to stop the reformation of the Northern Ireland abortion law. And as you may know, laws on abortion and same-sex marriage will change unless devolution is restored by midnight tonight. But looking at the technicalities of it, it would seem like even though a considerable number are going to turn up, there isn't any hope of anything really happening. Let me speak to John Blair, who's an Alliance MLA. John Blair, good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yes, that's a better line. I thought for a moment we weren't going to get through to you there, John. Yep, we can hear you clearly. We can hear you clearly. John, is there no one in the Alliance Party prepared to stand up for the unborn?
Frank, today, first of all, I should point out that abortion is a matter of conscience for the Alliance Party. So I don't speak for other people on this matter. We speak individually. In relation to today and what you ask about standing up on an issue, can I point out to you that the today's debacle has been arranged 1,000 days after the collapse of the Northern Ireland Assembly, but more importantly in this regard, more than 100 days since all of us became aware of the pending legislation. So I would put to you, and you acknowledged in your introduction that today has no chance of going anywhere on this matter, I would put to you that the politicians who are attempting to do something in a last-ditch attempt today have had many, many days to try and have this on the agenda between the parties and to try to have something done about this. 100 days plus, this became public knowledge when the legislation went through Westminster in July, and in that time, nothing has been done until this last-ditch attempt today.
Well, the bid to recall the Assembly, it had been proposed by Baroness O'Loan, who of course opposes any reforms to the existing abortion law, and while nothing may come of today, simply because Sinn Féin aren't going to be there and you're not going to be able to form the executive today, and you aren't going to probably not even going to be able to get a speaker elected, you're not going to have the cross community support, very little will happen. But sometimes gestures are very important things when it comes to politics, and there will be those across the country who will be applauding any MLA who turns up today and at least takes a stand and shows a gesture.
The Northern Ireland, in the current context and with all of the pressing issues, doesn't need gestures. Northern Ireland needs sustainable, stable government to deal with a very wide variety of outstanding issues which haven't been dealt with for over 1,000 days. On the issue of abortion, there are a wide variety of opinions on that matter. There have been reports and court rulings indicating that something should be done in terms of Northern Ireland rather urgently. The place to do that is on the floor of a restored, working, fit-for-purpose assembly, and not in ad hoc one-day measures that are already destined to go nowhere, as has been widely acknowledged. And for that reason, there are those of us who also believe that today is a cynical political stunt designed to make it look like people are doing something to stop that which they do not like, even though they know that what they are doing has zero chance of going anywhere.
Did the Alliance Party give this much thought, much consideration, the decision not to send anyone?
Well, first of all, Frank, we're in Stormont as normal every Monday for team meetings and other meetings and to do our business as MLAs and as a group. Of course we give this considerable thought, but I've pointed out already that this is a conscience matter for the Alliance Party. The Alliance Party gives constant review and analysis to the need to restore Stormont so that it is working in the interests of all of the people of Northern Ireland, and on a wide variety of issues including health, education, legacy, infrastructure, and the list goes on.
And what do you say to those people across the country who today will see this as a pivotal day? Many will see it as a shameful day in the history of Northern Ireland's legislation. What do you say to those who are so wed to pro-life that they see today as a day to regret?
Of course, I totally accept that there are genuine concerns and deeply held feelings on this issue, and I totally respect that. But I think that in itself highlights the dangers of the day. Today could raise expectations that something could be done here, even though we know that it can't be done. And in addition to that, there are other sections of people caught up in this political stunt who will be afraid that today is designed to deny rights of LGBT people, because equal marriage is also a component of what could be the outworkings of today. And it's fair to say that LGBT people and women could see today as a ploy to deny them the rights that they've come to expect.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed. John Blair, the Alliance MLA with the South Antrim constituency. Doug Beattie is with the UUP, Upper Ban. Doug Beattie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Where do you and the Ulster Unionist Party stand today? There seems to be some confusion as to the approach from the Ulster Unionist Party. Three or four weighed in at the beginning, now maybe more turning up today. What is the final number from the Ulster Unionists?
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party will all be there, unless those who have got other things that they have to be away doing. Beyond this, because we have been saying for the last 3 years that any chance that we can get an assembly up and running and talking, then we will take that opportunity and we will turn up and we will debate and we will discuss what is going on. So we've said this all along, and that's why we will be there. I mean, the reality is that this will go absolutely nowhere today. At best, it will be a debate, and I think debate is good, and it is up to individuals if they want to turn up and debate or not. And at worst, it'll just peter out when we don't elect a speaker. But the opportunity is there. And the other thing we have to remember, it is now quite clear that there is no talks process. There is nothing going on in the background. So therefore, I think that the people out there want to see and hear our MLAs standing together and debating what are important issues. Now, I'll put this on record. I don't mind putting this on record. I support same-sex marriage. And if we get to a debate today, I will be standing up and I will be supportive of abortion reform. So I report it. So this is not going to just be a forum for those who are trying to block legislation to give their point of view. It'll also be a forum for those people who support this legislation to stand up and give their point of view, which I will be doing in an assembly with other MLAs. If others do not want to turn up, then that's up to them. And I will never denigrate anybody's position on this. But there's nothing else. There's nothing else going here. We have nothing else going on. And we as MLAs can't just sit about and do nothing. And if this kickstarts the Secretary of State to do something, then we have to take that chance. That is why I put in a motion, a recall motion, for the Assembly to sit also tomorrow to discuss why it's been 1,000 days plus since we've had an assembly, and challenge both Sinn Féin and the DUP to what they have done to try and reform that assembly, and why the smaller parties have been left on the outside without any real input to the whole process. So I think it's quite important. But at the end of the day, come midnight tonight, we will have same-sex marriage and we will have abortion reform, and today will not change it.
According to Sinn Féin, you are a clown in the circus. According to Naomi Long of the Alliance Party, you are open to taking part in a cynical political stunt. And the Green Party leader, Claire Bailey, says that you, not you personally, but anyone who's there, will be part of a shameful pantomime. What does that say about politics in Northern Ireland, where some parties are describing those who attend as clowns, as pantomime characters, as stunt people, while those who do attend know that they're absolutely wasting their time? Lewis Carroll couldn't have written about this sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's utterly shameful, and I've said this already. I mean, we've had 1,000 days, and we genuinely thought over this recent months that there was a talks process going on of some shape or form between the DUP and Sinn Féin. But it's clear now that there's not. And in many ways, people are right in what the DUP are doing here today, because they have had 100 days since the formation bill was put before Westminster to bring us back to debate this very issue, and they've done nothing. So what they now want to be able to do in 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, when we have abortion, to be able to stand up and say, well, we tried to stop it. And that is a cynical ploy. But there's another side to this, and I've already said this, that those people who are in favour of this legislation, people like me, who people want to call a clown, because I'm going to stand up and I'm going to defend the right of same-sex marriage, defend the right for women to have an abortion, trust women. And if they want to call me a clown, then that's up to them to call me a clown. But I'm going to go and I will debate. And if we don't get to the debate, if it all falls down when we don't elect the speaker, then what it does for me, it absolutely highlights the absolute dysfunctionality of our assembly. And it tells me that the Secretary of State needs to do something right now to either kickstart a talks process or instigate direct rule ministers so we can have decisions taken here in Northern Ireland.
Forgive me for not remembering exactly what the procedure is, because it's been that long. What happens when you arrive up there today?
Well, I mean, the first order of business is we have to elect a speaker. That a speaker has to be elected through cross-community, so there must be somebody from both a unionist and a nationalist tradition who must vote for a speaker. If that happens, then we can move on to elect the deputy speakers, and we can then go on and try and form an executive, which won't happen. The big issue of the two that people need to understand is if we elect a speaker, then we will have a debate. If we do not elect the speaker, which I don't think we will, then we will not have a debate. But either way, I'll be standing up and speaking up for women's rights in that debate.
Just on the election of it, would the presence of one SDLP member give cross community support?
No, it has to be a voting member. So if somebody from the SDLP turns up and votes, then you have cross community. So they have to actually vote. So attendance is not the criteria. It's voting is a criteria. And but that would only get you a speaker in many ways, and that gets you a debate. But the reality is, we will not have an executive. I know we won't have an executive. I'm comfortable understanding that we're not going to have an executive. And therefore, nothing is going to change at 23:59 tonight. We will have same-sex marriage and abortion reform here in Northern Ireland. So I am not fearful of having a debate and challenging people who will then challenge me over an issue that is incredibly important to thousands of people here in Northern Ireland.
And you don't feel, as you've explained, that you are one of the stunt masters?
Well, I don't care if people want to call me a stunt master, if they so wish, or a clown. But that's up to them. I've already explained where I stand in regards to this, and that is I will be supporting same-sex marriage and abortion reform. And I will be forcefully putting that argument across on the floor of the Assembly in a debate. If we get to a debate, that is what people want to see. I honestly believe people want to see their MLAs standing up and debating these important issues. And if people can turn up on Monday to debate, then they can turn up on Tuesday to debate. And if they can turn up on Tuesday to debate, then they can turn up next Monday. So Monday, today doesn't turn into a stunt. Today turns into a starting of a process where we can get people turning up and debating, even if we don't have an executive. But people will see that we understand what is going on, and they can see their MLAs standing up. And they're able to point the finger at those people who are blocking us from getting a government.
Doug Beattie, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to John Blair from the Alliance Party, Doug Beattie from the Ulster Unionist. You've heard what one attendee has to say and what one person who won't be attending has to say. This is the U105 phone-in. It's Northern Irish politics, isn't it?